You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Ah, yeah, you know what it is. Hard worker. Scrappy, unfiltered, and sometimes unhinged football content. Hard to explain, but you know it when you see it. Doing it daily our way. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Redraft and Dynasty Fantasy Football, we got you covered. You know their defense is ranked like 31st in the NFL? NFL draft prospects and rookies? Now you know you're in the right place for that.
Absolutely.
All right, then stop saying it! Then we're done! And prop bets with my man Jay Rich?
Count that money, man!
Now wipe the crust out of your eyes, get you a cup of coffee. It's time to wake your ass up with Ray G.
You honestly are making absolutely no sense, and you sound silly as hell.
Good morning, 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 good people. It is Friday, September the 30th, 2022. Y'all decided to wake y'all asses up with Ray G. And for that, I appreciate you being here, baby. Who we got in the building? Yes, Fizzle, it's finally Friday. Yes, finally made it. Fizzle Dollars in the building. Mike Anderson, EV, what's up, Eric? Seven Goat Rings, Johnny Lillycrap, Dynasty Barry in the building. Ro, Matt Brunen, what's up, baby? Ja Webb, good morning, good people. AB, Antonio Brown is in the building. Got AB watching the show. Yeah, man, Friday, I'm feeling good. We got some things to talk about today. We got some things to talk about. We're going to touch on the Miami Dolphins-Cincinnati Bengals game a tad bit. We're going to talk about a couple of things from that one. We also got some games to get to this weekend. We're going to go through our top 12 running backs, top 12 wide receivers, top 12 tight ends. We might talk about a little bit more than that, but we're only going to show the top 12 because got a lot to get to today in this show on this Friday. Jay Rich, how you doing, man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, it was up and downs last night, obviously, for a lot of reasons. But, you know, we're back. We're here. Another Sunday of football. I'm excited for college. There's a lot of really good college games this weekend. We won't go into that, but I'm excited for the college slate. Last weekend was a bit of a letdown. And some really good games this week. You know, headline, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Should be a good one.
Should be a good one.
In the 1 p.m. slate, though?
Should be like, a good one.
Are they kidding me? But yeah, you know, I'll deal with it.
I looked at the schedule. We only get three afternoon games this Sunday, yeah. And it's like the Broncos, Raiders, the Panthers, Cardinals.
It's headlined by Packers, New England, right? That's the headline
yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of bad, man.
15-12 should be a good one, but whatever.
Yeah. You had said something I was going to touch on, man, but it
Dolphins?
Slipped my mind. No, not Dolphins, not Lamar. I don't know what the hell I was. You talking about the college game? Good college game. Every weekend there's college football is a good weekend, man. Every weekend.
Yeah, just last weekend
Mike Anderson. I know he's in the building. His favorite sport kicked off today. NBA is back, baby. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Cannot wait.
Japan.
We will flood Japan, the channel baby. With the NBA prop videos. We love the NBA. And Mike Anderson, I know you love it too, damn it. So I think the Warriors are playing right now.
Yeah, the game's probably almost over.
They're in Japan, right?
Yeah, they're playing the Wizards, right? Because, you know, they brought Rui back to Japan. That's pretty cool.
NBA is back. We're almost there. But Jay, let's just get into it, man. Dolphins versus Bengals last night. T. Higgins went off. Tyreek Hill went off. The running backs, Chase Edmonds does not look very good. They don't want to give him the ball. They want to give it to Raheem Mostert.
Why would they?
Joe Burrow looked fine in this one. Ja'Marr Chase got saved late by a long catch. T. Higgins went off. Joe Mixon grinded his way to a touchdown.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Mixon, you know, he's getting the work.
You want to talk about running in mud. Like, Ray, can we quickly talk? Do you think Joe Mixon is, like, legitimately declining? Or is that offensive line just really bad?
That old line is pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. It's reminiscent of Pittsburgh, just with a much better quarterback. Much better quarterback. The offensive line is bad. You know, we keep talking about it. Like, Joe Burrow's not helping himself holding the damn ball as long as he does. But they just don't have time, man. And they went out and they signed these guys and they did all of this stuff. And the offensive line is bad. It's bad.
You know? I think he had a long of 7 runs, averaged like 3 yards a carry.
Now, one of them, he tried to bounce it to the outside. And I'm like, come on, Joe. You got to get there.
Couldn't get there, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, that one run where he was started on the right side, it was blocked up, he went left. Couldn't get to the edge, though. But Miami's defense is fast. They're no joke. Their defense is really good.
Why I'm not tripping on Mixon, man, like, we talk about it all the time, that bell cows, in the traditional sense of the word bell cow, getting 20-plus opportunities out of the running back position, so few and far between, man. Like, I get it. But when they get to the goal line, it's him. He got involved a little bit in the receiving game. You'll take it. He's still getting the carries. I mean, I want a running back that's getting 19, 20 carries, man.
Did it remind you of Zeke a little bit, though? Not Zeke right now, but Zeke a couple of years ago.
Here's the thing, though. There's no Tony Pollard behind Joe Mixon, right? There's no Tony Pollard behind Joe Mixon. Reminded me of Zeke. It reminded me of Najee. It reminded me, of all these running backs who are older, who may not have a step of the past. And he's not even that old, so I'm not even going to give him that. Like, the O-line is horrible, man.
It is bad.
And
I think they're also, like, Ray, I don't know if you kind of noticed this. They seemed very predictable at that, right? Like, it's not even like they're giving P. Ryan carries out of the backfield. When P. Ryan's in, it's play action or they're passing. And when Mixon's in, they're running almost every time. So that's why I think what made it even easier for the defense, like, first down, they ran it almost every time. They weren't running first down play action. If they did, P. Ryan was in the game to pass block. It was a very predictable game script from the Bengals. It wasn't very good for me.
Joe stirring the pot early this morning. Does anybody know how many times Chase has been doubled? Or are we just making excuses? So, Ja'Marr Chase, another non-Ja'Marr.
He was fine.
You know what's interesting?
4 for 80 is you. How much more can you really expect, right? Like, he's still an elite wide receiver. He didn't score, which is fine. It comes down to, I think, Ray, that T. Higgins broke a big play when he had single coverage. That, what are you going to do, right? And I think Burrow missed Chase on a play, too.
Well, you can't say that. That's the same thing that happened to Ja'Marr Chase. It was the same thing. Like, they one-on-one coverage with a guy off the street, and he got beat late. You know what I mean? I get it. Like, Higgins is fucking good, man. They're both good wide receivers, Ja'Marr and T. Higgins, but there's no taking anything away from T. And I hope nobody's doing that. I mean, they're both, at least we don't, they're both awesome wide receivers. I think both of them are incredible, man. I think
if we're being honest, though, like, T is more likely probably to see single coverage than Chase, right? And that's what makes T more appealing and maybe a little bit more consistent at times. Because he's the guy who they're both going to beat single coverage probably at similar rates, but T's probably the one who's going to see it more often.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, defenses saw what Ja'Marr did last year. The dude went out there as a rookie and had, what, 1,600, 1,500 receiving yards. You know, they're going to shade coverage away to him and say, okay, I think my number two, and actually that Xavier Howard on him. So you can't take anything from him because they had one of the best cornerbacks on the league on him when he caught that long touchdown pass. And all he did was he beat him off the line. He beat him in phase. He stacked him, and he was open. And Ja'Marr did that to the number 27 late in the game. But at least none of us are taking anything away from T. Higgins. T. Higgins is awesome. I mean, I was a big fan of him coming out in 2020 and still think he's an incredible wide receiver. All the news and all the talk is on the Miami Dolphins, their medical staff, and their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, who was knocked out of this game. Very, very scary injury that Tua suffered. He was tackled, slung to the ground. Initially, it looked like just a routine play, and then they slowed it down, and you could see, like, just the force of the defender, the D tackle, that, you know, slung him to the ground, essentially. You saw it. And yeah, he lied on the, it was on, it's for a minute. I mean, everyone's seen it. I don't need to recap what happened. And I'll just say, all reports that I saw today or this morning and last night were it was just a concussion, standard concussion, right? I don't know. I'm no doctor, so I don't know if there's levels to the concussion that you receive, but all reports were it's just a concussion. He flew back with the team. You know, the scarier thing, and that's the best case outcome for everybody involved in his medical prognosis. I don't give a damn if it's an independent neurologist, team doctor, this doctor, whatever. You can't tell me that the hit that he suffered on Sunday, man, like he wasn't concussed. I watched the video again this morning, dude. Got pushed down to the ground versus Buffalo, got up, staggered, fell down. Teammates had to hold him up. He goes out and somehow was cleared of all concussion protocols and came back out there and finished that second half. And all people could think about in that moment was, it's hard to believe that what happened last Sunday, you know, 5 days ago, didn't play a part in what we saw happen last night. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe had nothing happened, maybe the force of that tackle and the whiplash still would have caused those concussion symptoms, right? But it's hard not to think that somebody in Miami's asshole was real tight last night watching Tua lay down on the ground after that hit, man. That was a scary thing. And we were talking in our Discord last night. It just seems like Tua just can't catch a break, man. You know, this dude is, even from college, man, and I'm not even talking about the hip injury. I'm talking about the ankle surgeries that he had to have. Do y'all remember, like, when the last time he and Joe Burrow and all those guys faced off was when Alabama and LSU faced. Alabama was 8-0. LSU was 8-0. Yep. LSU was number two team in the nation, I believe. Alabama was 3 or was 1-3. And Tua was coming off a tightrope ankle surgery. And then, you know, a week later, he breaks his hip in that devastating fashion. And then his career is supposed to end. He gets drafted high, was not healthy the first couple of years of his career. Now, I don't give a damn what they say. He had a concussion last week. And then this happens, man. And it sucks to see somebody continue to get these type of injuries, man. And first and foremost, like we said, glad that he's okay by whatever standards those are. Movement in all extremities. They said that they had talked to him. He didn't even know what happened. Like, he was asking what happened. Yeah. Like, I don't even, which is scary as hell. Like, you don't even remember the play, anything that went on.
Have you ever been knocked out before?
I have. One time, high school, junior year, and don't remember. Yeah. I remember a flash. And then next thing you know, I woke up and I was in the ambulance. I don't remember anything else.
I don't remember anything. Because I got knocked out on a kick return. Most I remember, I was at least 10 yards away. At least 10 yards away. Then I'm,
All of my series injuries have come from playing football. Broken femur, concussion, broken wrist, and a torn Achilles. All playing football and all on the left side of my body. So I'm done with football. But my question is from a dynasty perspective, man. Because his value has risen crazy in the past 3 weeks, right? And all of this was truly predicated on that 400-yard, 6-touchdown game, right? Yeah. Outside of that, Tua has been very Tua. You know, and even before the concussion last night, you remember the play that everybody was talking about? He did the Justin Herbert type 9-step drop, launches back, fires it to Tyreek Hill, and it was about 10 yards too short. And it was picked off by Von Bell, you know? And everybody was like, oh, man. And as I watched it, though, I'm like, why the hell did he try to throw that anyway? But he just didn't have the power behind his arm, right? Tua's claim to fame was always ball placement, accuracy, quick decision-making. There's no way on earth, Jay, people had him valued as a top 10, top 12 quarterback in Dynasty. I always thought that was a little too ambitious. I mean, I was excited to see him balling out because we're big Tua fans. But top 10, top 12, can't do it, man. Cannot do it. And right now, QB9 on Keep Trade Cut. QB 9.
Well, that's going to change, right? Like, he's
going to
go down.
I don't care if it's going to change. Why is he QB 9 in the first place is my question.
I don't know. I don't know. He's still young, right? What is it, third year in the league right now? I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. He was in the same class as Burrow and Herbert, so third year in the league. Obviously, missed a ton of games so far throughout his career. Yeah, I mean, you laid it out. I think he's – I don't want to say he's an elite game manager, but it does – kind of feel that way, like with upside. Like, is that too disrespectful to what Tua's done?
I was just saying, Tua's over Kyler Murray. Is this true? Is Fizzle playing with us?
That is so.
Injury doesn't do much for me because I never had him up that high in the first place, man. You have people out here saying that he commands 3 first round picks in Dynasty, quarterback and 2 first. Like, I'm just like, That's insane to me, man. Even prior to the injury.
So, Ray, I think the question is, so where do you value him? If he's healthy, right? Because, I mean, he's not healthy right now. But in theory, he should come back, potentially even this season. If healthy, where would you value him kind of going forward? I'm assuming he's outside of your top 12. Do you think that's a little bit too low?
No, I don't. It
feels a little low.
No,
a little low.
15 through 18. He's not. He doesn't have any rushing upside. You don't want him running at that. You are truly just banking like the that game that he had versus Baltimore was like the best game of his career. Like,
it probably will be the best game of his career. Like,
he didn't
most
even
guys
do that
ain't,
at Bama.
Ain't doing that, yeah.
Like, and people, it's so funny, man. I vividly remember the summer, Jay. Nobody wanted him. Like, people, even with Tyreek and Waddle, people were like, I don't know about him. The whole narrative over the summer was people didn't want him. He's a good QB, too. And then he has that one blow-up game versus a depleted Baltimore team, and he's top 10 quarterback. That's wild to me, man. That's wild, Jay. What are you doing with him? Like, people are saying he's a hold. Like, I don't know what you can really do. I don't have very many Tua shares. I have them in some industry redraft leagues, and I'm just like, whatever, he's out. Like, I don't even give a shit. But what are you doing with him in Dynasty, man? If people still value him as a top 10 quarterback, let's play a little quick game before we get into some games this weekend. Would you rather Tua or Zach Wilson? Still Tua, right?
I think it's got to be Tua, but okay. Man, it's like, if Zach Wilson does anything, how is it not Zach
Tua
Wilson?
Tua or Kenny Pickett?
I think I'd rather have Kenny Pickett. I think they're in very similar situations. It's just kind of, which quarterback do you like more?
Tua or Justin Fields?
Oh, it's Tua. I'm sorry, Justin. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Or Kyler Murray, since he's had a fucking Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is a legitimate top 10 quarterback. All
right. Tua or Trey Lance?
Oh, man.
Tua or Trey Lance? Straight up. You just got to pick one. Tua or Trey Lance?
I think it's Tua. Okay. I think it is. Just because I think I know what I get from him, and I don't know what I'm going
to get. What do you know what you get from Tua? What are you getting?
A pretty decent quarterback, some upside game to game. Obviously, the weapons around him help him a ton, right? Like, Trey Lance, we'll see, you know, in a year when he finally comes back, so.
All right. There it is. I guess the Dolphins.
Everyone wants Lance. Wow. Everyone's like, buy up Lance for Tua. Would you trade Tua for Lance right now? Probably. Do you think that's a good move?
It has nothing to do with the end. Like, the injury is just like, man, he's hurt again. But
It's not a Lance over Tua, like when healthy, it's Lance over Tua. But today, maybe I may take Tua over Lance.
I don't know
if I'd make that swap today.
The dude just stays. He's gonna be who he's gonna be, right? Body injuries, man. It just sucks, man. And more so than anything, the head injuries, man. You never know, right? You know, you saw this. You saw this with Brandon Cooks, and it made people afraid of Brandon Cooks, and he's still playing, and he's still doing well. Hey, get Chat 69 out of here, Jay. Get Chat 69 out of here while we roll into this weekend's games. T. Higgins is a beast. Joe Mixon is still going to get the volume. Joe Burrow didn't get beat up as much. So another dud of a Thursday night game for the most part, man. These Thursday night games have not been good. I will say Teddy Bridgewater came in and looked okay. He looked okay for the backup coming in off the bench.
He looked good. He looked really good.
Yeah, he looked okay.
He gave, he gave him a chance to win that game. And yeah. he did throw the pick at the end of the game, and that happens. He's backup quarterback, but I think he looked really good. And, you know, to everyone's point, he hit the deep bomb to Tyreek Hill. Tua didn't.
Man, Tyreek is balling this year. Everybody was afraid of what he was going to do in this offense. And it's I'm not sure where he's pacing, but just looking at his numbers, 190, 160. I think he's got three 100-yard games outside of that Buffalo game. He's gone over 100 yards. I feel like he's pacing better than any season he ever had in Kansas City right now with Miami.
I don't believe he ever had more than 1,300 or 1,400 yards.
And he's only only gone over 1,200 yards once in his career in Kansas City. Yeah. I believe it's or 1,300 yards once in his career. But he's playing excellent football. The scary thing is Jalen Waddle, once Teddy Bridgewater came in, didn't get any work, man.
You saw he did wasn't with the injury, especially at the end. Like he was kind of hobbling a little bit. Yeah, Tyreek career high is 1,480, so pretty high still, but he maybe could get 1,500.
I mean, he's damn near 500 yards already. Four games in, man. He is playing well. Tyreek Hill is balling right now, man. I took Ray's advice yet. Look at this. What a trade.
Whoa.
Let's talk about it. All right. Traded Mahomes for Jalen Hurts plus a 23 first and a 24 first. Jay, what do you think? What do you think about this trade?
I can't believe it. Like, I could only dream. I could only dream of doing that in one of our leagues. Like, there's
What a deal,
that
man.
Is phenomenal.
What a deal.
Phenomenal.
Kudos to you, man. We don't even... Kudos to you.
You just...
Good work.
That is insane.
Good work.
And imagine,
man,
if you're trying to win, like, you could go flip that 24 first probably for something.
Yeah, go get something
like,
else. Yeah.
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 Jesus, that's insane value.
Great deal. Great deal, my man. Great deal. All right, Jake. We got some games this weekend. We got some
we
got some players to get into, some running backs, some wide receivers. Talk some injuries with us real quick, Jay. Who's on the injury list for us right now? Who's out?
Well,
or who looks like they're going to be out?
Well, we don't got anybody out yet, but you know, you have guys like Michael Thomas is not practicing. We're waiting to see reports on him. Andy Dalton's still working with the ones. So Jameis Winston's potentially going to miss on Sunday morning. Mac Jones hasn't been ruled out yet. Ray,
stop.
Make that make sense to me.
Stop.
Mac still not ruling himself out for week four.
They got the Miami Dolphin doctors down there in New England, too.
Yeah, so. First time someone touches that ankle, he's going to be just like he was in those AP photos. But yeah, those are kind of the big ones I'm looking at right now as far as injuries are concerned. Not a lot that we know. Again, it's still Friday. Like, it's Friday morning. A lot of reports will come out today. That's when we'll get the most information, and make sure you tap into Jeff Mueller's pod, which will drop on Sunday morning on Destination Devi Radio to get all the latest injury updates. He will update that as of Saturday afternoon, and then that will drop Sunday morning. So check that out for sure. But yeah, just check the practice reports today. Not a lot injury news related that we can confirm. It's still guys aren't practicing, and we'll see what happens today.
Jay, that is called a masterful job of not putting notes in the show sheet and not really looking at all the injuries and segueing into just listen to Jeff's podcast. You did a hell of a job right there because you didn't talk about DeAndre Swift. You didn't talk about David Montgomery.
Is Swift even going to play, though?
You just said, oh, it's early on Friday. We don't really know all the information. What a great job of not doing anything and segueing into something else. But DeAndre Swift... apparently not practicing, which is not good at all. DeAndre Swift is going to probably miss. We talked about Mac. We talked about Michael Thomas not practicing. Andy Dalton in. I don't know what that's going to do for Chris Olave. If Michael Thomas is out, that should be great for Chris Olave, even with the red rifle in at quarterback. There's some news out of Dallas. Dak Prescott's trying to get back by week five. I'm not buying it at all. Not buying it one bit. David Montgomery is apparently okay or not okay. So Khalil Herbert is going to be the guy. So I'm excited about that one, man. I'm excited about that one. Yeah, Jay Rich with the elite swim move. What a great, I mean it sincerely. That was a great job, Jay Rich. All right, let's get into some ranks. Where did these rankings come from this week, and do we get them right? Are they listed the right way this week?
They are listed the right way. I double-checked those, so okay. We are in good shape. And we will debate about the actual ranks themselves. Again, I don't argue with the computer.
Yeah.
I let the computer do its thing. I argue with bots on Twitter. That's the difference here. I argue with different computers and robots.
Well, but let's look
the model, I let the model do its thing.
Let's go, let's go with the top 12 running backs on the board for us this week. Let's get this off the screen.
So
let's go with the running backs. Let's go with the running backs. What do we have? What does the computer say? The running backs. All right. We got to say, oh, it's a little off center. There we go. All right, at 12, there's Joe Mixon down there. Did he get to 14 fantasy points last night, Jay?
He did score, so he's got to be pretty close. Four receptions, had like 60 yards, touchdown.
Yeah.
He actually probably had more than that because he scored, right?
All right. Patterson. Patterson didn't practice yesterday, so he might be nixed off of the list. But Cordell Patterson at 11, Derrick Henry at 10, Jamal Williams 9, CEH at 8, Nick Chubb at 7, Austin Eckler at 6, Jeff Wilson at 5, good God, Damian Pierce at 4, JT at 3, CMC and Saquon Barkley. How is Jeff Wilson and Damian Pierce in the top 4? But listen, DP had 20 carries last week, 20 carries, 80 yards, touchdown. Talk about him, Jay. What's up with this top 12? What do you like? What do you hate?
I mean, Jeff Wilson is a little high, but again, he's playing a Rams defense that hasn't been so great on the ground. You want to talk about Jamal Williams should be the RB1, right, for Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions are one of the highest scoring offenses in the league right now. They are scoring a ton of points. I believe they're at like 31 per game.
Yo, Jeff Wilson,
Damian Pierce, right,
Jeff
up against
Wilson
the Chargers.
Played well versus Denver, man. 3 for 31 through the air, 12 carries, 75 yards on the ground. And, you know, TDP is out. We know there's like nobody else.
They got the Rams Monday night. And then Pierce has the Chargers, right, who just got shredded by the Jaguars. So I don't necessarily hate it. And to your point, he got a ton of work, right? So if he continues to get a ton of work, probably has a great shot of the touchdown. I don't mind it at all. You know, Nick Chubb could probably be a little bit higher. But Nick Chubb has the Falcons on the road, so we'll see, you know, how they play. The Falcons have been all right, not spectacular. And then Cordero Patterson, right, he's got the Browns. But Myles Garrett probably not going to play in that one.
Yeah,
We'll see, kind of depending after his accident, right? We didn't even really touch on that. But, again, it's outside of football. It just kind of depends on his health and whether he's ready to play. But I think they're fine. I don't have a big gripe with them. But Saquon Barkley, head and shoulders above the rest, right?
Yeah.
20.5 for the projection.
I really like this Damian Pierce and Jeff Wilson. 4 or 5 at this point. We keep putting Jonathan Taylor in the top 3, and he's not doing anything 2 weeks in a row. Like, I don't believe that is going to be any sort of trend. But, yeah, they are 100% right. Todd said it. Denver was the top run team coming into that game. And Jeff Wilson got the work, and he produced. So, I actually kind of like the call. Would I have him at 5? I'm not a computer. I wouldn't say he'd be 5, but you're definitely playing Jeff Wilson Jr., no doubt about it. He's a starting running back this week. And Damian Pierce, man, they committed to the run. Much like the Chicago Bears, I don't know how much they want Davis Mills throwing the ball around, right? I don't know. And the Chargers, they gave up a bunch of yards last week. They're missing players. Joey Bosa is hurt. I like the call. Damian Pierce is operating like that, quote-unquote, bell cow that we're looking for. So really like it. Again, Cordell Patterson, I know he didn't practice yesterday. I don't know what's happening this week, but be mindful of that one, right? If he's out, how high would you put Tyler Algier? If Cordell Patterson is out.
Not high at all.
You wouldn't have him high?
No, I just don't trust him, right? Like, he may be fine, but I look like the Browns defensive line. I think, Ray, it's one of those cases where someone has to be in the top 12, right? James Robinson has the Eagles. We're not putting Najee in the top 12. We're not putting Zeke in the top 12, right?
Yeah.
Like,
can't
someone's got to be in the top 12. And these are the guys with pretty good matchups that could do something. You know, J.K. Dobbins is not in the top 12. Alvin Kamara not in the top 12. Dalvin Cook, we don't know his status.
Yeah, we don't
so
know
it's
his
difficult
status.
To put a projection on him.
Again,
the Saints defense is
someone's
pretty good.
Someone's got to be there. You're right.
Someone's got to be there, right? And it's just a case of, I think that this projection, while I don't necessarily agree with the names, we have to acknowledge these guys have been good, and they do have good matchups and are getting the work. And there's other guys who aren't performing. James Conner, another guy who could have been in the top 12, not in the top 12 because he's not performing.
Man, I would the only inclusion that I would have, man, honestly, is if Monty is in fact out, not gonna play, or just gonna be like a reserve back.
Khalil
Herbert should be inside the top 12, no doubt. I think Herbert's gonna
They have the Giants, right? Which is a tough matchup. They've been a good run defense.
They've been an okay run defense. I wouldn't say good. They've been an okay run defense. But I love Saquon Barkley. Love Saquon Barkley this week. A lot of people talking about Austin Eckler. He's not doing anything on the ground. I get it. Like, we continue to talk about that. And Rashawn Slater is out, but he's still getting tons of work in the receiving game. And that's sort of saving Austin Eckler, right? It's just unfortunate you drafted him very high in redraft leagues, and you probably still invested decent capital in him in dynasty startups, and he's not coming to fruition for you this year. Derrick Henry, man. Derrick Henry got back on track a little bit last week. Should have had two touchdowns. They got one down to the goal line, and Ryan Tannehill snuck it in. But Derrick Henry, this is what he does, man. He has these... Even if he starts out slow, he's the guy that you just don't bet against because he's going to get so much volume and so much work. You're still going to bet on Derrick Henry, man. He's going to be top 12 every week for me, damn near. But no, like you said, no Najee Harris. J-Rob, Barry asked where J-Rob was. Where was he?
I believe he was 14th on the list.
I think he was like 14 or 15.
Yeah, he was 15 on the list. 15, right? Okay. So it was Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, James Robinson, Najee Harris, Antonio Gibson, Dalvin Cook is your next seven or eight.
There you go. Yeah. So pretty good players right after that, all in that RB2 range, according to the model. Let's go wide receivers, man. Let's go wide. Did you see Ryan McDowell's tweet, man, of the Dynasty, DLF's Dynasty startup value?
I thought it was a little overreactionary.
You
personally
thought it was overreactionary? Really?
Amon-Ra St. Brown, number four in Dynasty?
Wait, come on, man. Some people don't have Twitter, man. Some people don't have Twitter. Let me pull this up to give All right, here we go. This is Patrick.
We're trying to get through the show. We can get through everything.
Sometimes, man, it's okay to make a little pivot. It ain't like we're going to talk about tight ends for long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, jeez, not going to do that. All right. Here we go. So my friend Ryan McDowell. Oh, I didn't mean to cover you up, Jay. This was Dynasty ADP. He posted yesterday. Here go your top 12. Jamar, and this is not super flex. Single quarterback. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Jonathan Taylor. That is correct. Amon-Ra St. Brown, AJ Brown, tied with Jalen Waddle, Kyle Pitts, Cooper Kupp, DeAndre Swift, CeeDee Lamb, Stephon Diggs, and Drake London. Your top 12.
Now remember Ryan did clarify that CMC was 112 and he made a mistake there. But London was 13.
London was 13. No, he had a mistake on the last post.
Oh,
and he had CMC
he
at 12
okay.
and it's London. It is London.
Okay.
It is okay, London.
Cool. But yeah, St. Brown at four.
That's wild. I love me some Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he's not.
Should he be in the top 12?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so either. I love him. I think he's great. No. But it's just, if you're drafting a team today, you do not want to draft Amon-Ra St. Brown.
No, this is not.
You just don't.
No, Todd, I can assure you, this is not an attention-grabbing list. This is per mocks. Like, Ryan didn't put this out there just for his sake. He does mock drafts every day, all day. These are what people are doing, not what Ryan is doing. Trust me on that one. Wild. No, Amon-Ra St. Brown should not be the 104 in Dynasty Startup Drafts. Absolutely not. All right, let's go through wide receivers this week. All right, at 12, Michael Pittman Jr. At 11, Stephon Diggs. At 10, Jalen Waddle. At 9, Amari Cooper. At 8, Marquise Brown. At 7, Justin Jefferson. We need him and Devontae Adams to get on track. At 5, Christian Kirk. Love it. Amon-Ra St. Brown, AJ Brown, Jamar Chase, and Cooper Kupp. Well, Jamar nor Jalen Waddle got anywhere near these projections, and everybody who had Jamar Chase ranked high is probably like, shit. 8 for 4 for 81.
The model picks the wrong guys. They picked the wrong guys out of the bunch. But that's okay. We'll forgive it. The process was there, right? Bengals wide receiver, number 2 overall. Another top 12 guy in Tyreek Hill. It happens. Yeah. It's okay.
Uh-oh. Fizzle Dollars is already talking trash, saying Justin Jefferson is going to have another stinker this game this week. What do you think about this list, Jay?
I think it's good, actually. I do really like it. I think Amon-Ra is in the right spot. Obviously, Kirk has been phenomenal so far. I think he'll get a ton of volume again this week, especially against
Higgins
the Eagles.
Higgins was right after, Joe. He was 13.
The one guy by like point one. The one guy I'll make the case for is Diggs. Diggs is up against the Ravens. The Ravens are awful. Yeah. The question is it going to be Diggs, right? Do they shade Marcus Williams to Diggs' side? I don't know.
At which point, probably, right?
And then at which point Gabe Davis is the guy that could go like legitimately off, right? But I think that Diggs could have a massive game this week. His over-under is only like 80. I think it was even dropped on some books. I love the over there. He's the one guy on this list where I'm like, you know, we could see a little bit more from him. You saw the volume for Brown. Jefferson is interesting. I don't think they're going to man him up a ton. I think he will see some man, but I think they will play mostly zone and coverage against him. Whether or not they double him, I don't know. But, you know, he's been seeing man the past 2 weeks. A lot of people pointed that out. Against the Eagles, he saw a lot of man and a lot of off coverage. And then against the Lions, he saw man with another high safety over the top. I don't think you'll see that as much against the Saints. He may a little bit, but I don't think Lattimore's traveling with Justin.
I don't think Kirk is going to get Slay. Slay's not going to travel in the slot. Christian Kirk runs like they move him all over the field, right?
And that's what they said about what is it? Ah, man, the corner for the Chargers. It's the Sante Samuel Jr. Playing with him, and he did right. He just
I don't think Slay. What could happen is Zay Jones didn't practice, so there's another injury. Zay Jones apparently didn't practice, and he plays on the outside, as does Marvin Jones. I'm not worried about Darius Slay coming in the middle. He said he followed JJ in the slot. I don't think he's
I had this argument with a few guys in the Discord. Like, Christian Kirk is not a guy that you travel with. Like, he's
I don't think so. Not yet.
It's no disrespect. No, Ray, it's never going to happen. Like, no team is saying we have to stop Christian Kirk because he's never going to be that guy. You have to do that to Jefferson because he's gonna break you.
Yeah.
Right. And Slay is a guy who will accept that challenge on top of that. Yeah, I don't think you'll see that at all. And Slay is banged up. Like, they talked about that even on that game. He's a little banged up. So we'll see his health as well. And they may want to protect him a little bit.
Hollywood Brown, man, who's been playing, good ball so far. What do you think about Hollywood?
He's got the Panthers this week, so we'll see. You know, the Panthers have been decent in coverage, not great, but I think it's a matchup they can actually exploit, right? Like, we don't like the Panthers on offense, but on defense, they've been fine. You know, they're not terrible.
Yeah, they're not
terrible.
But
they can give up points,
defense,
right?
Though. Yeah.
And he may see J.C. Horn. I think the real issue for me
is J.C. Horn got worked by, who were they playing last week? He got worked by Marquez Callaway, something filthy.
And Chris Olave, right, had a massive game, right? Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think Hollywood Brown, the biggest thing with him, and I continue to say this, it's the volume. It's the volume, it's the volume, it's the volume. He gets a ton of targets.
Yeah.
And that's not going to stop until DeAndre Hopkins comes back. That's why I think Marquise Brown has to be a top 12 guy going forward.
Yeah, I think Diggs should be a little higher as well. Josh Allen's just going to find him early and often. And I feel like Buffalo, coming off of that loss to Miami, they're going to be out for blood in this one. This should be, I mean, you got two potential MVP, the top two MVP guys going off against each other. We know Baltimore's secondary is not very good. And quite frankly, Buffalo's secondary can be exposed as well. And Lamar Jackson, this should be a great game. I wish they flexed this one to the Sunday night game. I don't know why they haven't done that or why they got
Brady Mahomes. So that's the moneymaker for the NFL.
Come on, Lamar.
Can't really blame him for that one.
Cooper Kupp at one, no issue with him. He's not going to have 4 for 44 again, is he?
No, not against the Niners, no. He'll be a big part of the offense in this one for sure.
Okay, all right. He said that was C.J. Henderson, not Horn. I think Horn was number 8. Now, that's the one I remember seeing get lost in the coverage on the end zone. But Horn is dope. I mean, I like J.C. Horn. A.J. Brown at 3. Where's Devontae Smith at, Jay? Where's Smitty at? Just wondering. Give us some other wide receiver names. I know we only got 12 up. But who else? So what are some other notable names that we have?
Well, Tyreek Hill just missed the cut. Sutton, Lockett was pretty high up there. Of course, they're against Detroit. Devontae Smith, Mike Evans, T. Higgins a little bit further down. Curtis Samuel, Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson, and then Michael Thomas, who is dealing with injury. We'll see there. And then Mike Williams, Gabe Davis. I think the biggest issue with the model is they're really underrating the Bills receivers. The Bills receivers should be a lot higher. Like, you see those guys frequently ranked. Like, Stephon Diggs, obviously, in the top 5. Gabe Davis, high-end wide receiver.
Curtis Samuel at 21. Curtis Samuel at wide receiver 21, 14.15 points for Curtis Samuel.
Devontae Smith. I think he's going to be good again.
Devontae Smith at 17 with 14.71 points. Deebo, 14.06 points. And for those wondering, Drake London back here at 12.79 points at wide receiver 28 on the week. All right, let's go to tight ends. The grossest position in football, and this is assuming Schultz plays, which he's not, so just go ahead and get that out of your head. But the top 3 tight ends, Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, Kyle Pitts, Dallas Goedert, and Tyler Conklin are your top 5, followed by Zach Ertz, Pat Freiermuth, Darren Waller, Tyler Higbee, Everett Njoku, and Schultz. I think this is pretty good, Jay. I don't know what else. Like, honestly, I don't know what I would change here, quite frankly. No, what's his name? Kittle. No George Kittle.
Kittle is at 13.
Yeah, no. And if Schultz is out, then he'll just bump up to 12.
But even still, what are we? He stinks, man. How can you play George Kittle right now? It sucks.
Because you don't have anybody else is how you play him. Like you literally, yeah. The shit part is you drafted him high. You got to play him.
Yeah.
Who else are you playing at tight end this week?
There's not a lot of options. Right. If you didn't pick up Conklin, you didn't pick up, Ertz is probably already drafted. Everett, maybe. And Njoku, if he got dropped, everyone else has been drafted and is being played frequently.
Eric just said it. Kittle is having to block so much more.
Yeah.
With Trent Williams not being in, man. You know, Garoppolo doesn't have any mobility that Trey Lance has. He can't run around. Like, he's a sitting duck back there, and he's bad, too. Jimmy Garoppolo is bad. Are there any other tight end targets that you could, for those dumpster diving? Can I interest you in any Logan Thomas?
So you have TJ Hockenson against Seattle is interesting, and then Will Disley on the other side against Detroit. So that game could be really high scoring. Seattle-Detroit could be a game that's 20-30. Detroit, like I mentioned, one of the highest scoring teams in the league. Doesn't feel nice, but again, these are teams that are scoring and allowing quite a few points on the year. I think people are going to talk about Tyler Conklin with Zach Wilson coming back, but Zach Wilson still targets the tight end a lot, so I'm not really too concerned on that front. But to their point, it may change. You know, we don't know how it's going to play out, but I would definitely trust and start Tyler Conklin. They do have Pittsburgh this week, so a lot of blitz is probably coming Zach Wilson's way early, and he'll have to get the ball out early, so I'm not too worried about Conklin.
And people are talking about Taysom Hill, which is an interesting one.
Quarterback Taysom Hill, babe!
What's his designation on Sleeper?
He's a tight end. He's a tight end. And he's going to get reps at quarterback. Like, he's going to play Wildcat. He may even fucking throw. This is why I think for people, if Taysom Hill is on waivers, I think you have to, you don't have to pick him up, but he's a guy who can, he's going to play every position. He can catch passes. He can obviously run the ball for 80 yards randomly in a game. In a best ball league, he is almost must own because he's a fucking tight end. But I mean, I don't know if you want to play him, but people are talking about how he's getting reps. Like, he's getting snaps, and if Dalton's the quarterback, they may give him more opportunities. Like, it's crazy, Ray, because week one, he had, I believe, 80 rushing yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. He picked up that long run, yeah.
And they haven't used him since. And you're like, why don't you just use this guy? As much as I think he's annoying and he steals a lot of Alvin Kamara's touchdowns, he is great for that offense.
I'm with you.
And he does a lot of good things. They should be using him more. I'm with you, man.
All right. We talked about Logan Thomas. We'll get to the newsletter in a second. Everybody, make sure you go subscribe to the newsletter. Just dropped this morning.
Whole
Destination Devy team giving out free information, rookie stuff, waivers, ADP, deep sleepers, all of that stuff. Please, please, please go check out the free newsletter. Daniel Bellinger's name popped up. Yeah. Maybe Bellinger's all right. We'll see. It's just brutal out here
Not
in
yet,
tight end
right?
streets,
Not yet.
Man. Just brutal in these tight end streets. All right, what games are you looking forward to? Let's just talk through a couple of games real quick. Just some things that you're interested in seeing this weekend. And if there's any questions from the chat, let us know before we get out of here, man. Jay,
get gross early? Or do you want to start with a game we're actually going to watch?
Go get gross. Let's be gross.
Okay, so I want to talk about Denver and the Raiders.
Okay. Why?
AFC West matchup. Because, Ray, can your Raiders get right? They're playing at home. Denver, one of the best defenses in the league right now. They're playing really, mm-hmm. really well. They're the only reason why that team is 2-1. Mm-hmm. Now Russ has to go to Vegas. Can Carr rally the troops in this game? Because they're 0-3. If they go 0-4, they're done. They might as well pack it in for mm-hmm. the season. Right? Do you think they can rally the troops? And I think more importantly, Devontae Adams, we need something from this guy. Can they get it right against Denver? Or do you think that Denver's just too good? Even with the offense struggling, they're probably going to lose the game.
I think this is just going to be a gross game. I don't know which offense I trust most, man. I don't know. Both of them look bad. I think I would trust in the Raiders offense a little bit more. They seem to be able to move the ball a little better than Denver can right now. Denver has an identity crisis, man. They want to run the ball, but then they want Russ to cook, but then they don't want him to cook, and then they don't run the ball. I looked at Javonte Williams has 37 carries this season. That's it, man. 37 yep. carries. Like, what happened? Well, what
Melvin
happened?
Melvin Gordon happened.
I mean, give him the ball, man. What are we doing, Denver? 37 carries on the season. Now, he does have 15 receptions, but 37 carries, man. No touchdowns. Fumbled the
and
ball.
And remember, most of those receptions came in the Seattle game.
I know.
Right? Like, yeah, he had 11 in the Seattle game.
Whatever he had. 11 targets, 8 receptions, man.
Yeah.
Jay.
It's not good for Devonta Williams right now.
I don't – I mean, what do you –
50-50 split, 37-34 between Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon right now. Yeah, legit 50-50 split. And they're about averaging. Now, Javonte's averaging 4.8 a carry to Melvin Gordon's 3.9, and then he is drastically out-targeting him 2-1, 21-9. But yeah, the carry split is legit 50-50.
Melvin Gordon's put the ball on the ground three times this season, too. He's only lost one of them, but he's put the ball. I don't know what that offense. This is, you aren't lying. This is gross. I don't really want to talk about it much more, but I would bank on the Raiders getting it done at home versus the Broncos this weekend.
I think faith in Cortland Sutton, right? I think that's the only guy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Have to play, but I'm nervous, man. It's just
there's no nerves about
discouraging.
It. There's no nerves about it. You just played Davante Adams. There's no nerves whatsoever. Don't even perpetuate that. There's no nerves. You played Davante Adams with confidence.
I'm not saying you don't play him, but again, the past 2 weeks have been awful. Like, Carr can't get him the ball.
The game that I'm looking most forward to be quite frank, man, is this is crazy, but the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
100%.
I want to know, is Jacksonville for real? I want to know if T-Law is for real. I want to know if Christian Kirk is for real. I want to see J-Rob versus T.J. Edwards and Jordan Davis and this Philadelphia defense. I want to see Jalen Hurts versus an improved Jacksonville team that has edge rushers, that can get after the quarterback, that I want to see him do it. I want to see him continue that dominance. You know what I'm saying? I think this is a game that most people are really, really excited for, man. So this should be a really good matchup. I'm excited as hell to watch these two young quarterbacks go at it. And, man, Ike is saying Jags on the money line.
I was going to say, Jags, Ray, can they come in the Jags Philly. Cover 6.5?
We're going to see, man. I don't know.
You don't know?
Philly looks like the second best team in football, man. They look like they're right up there with Buffalo. Philly and Buffalo, best teams in the NFL right now, in my opinion.
So my only fear with Philly in general is that every game they've taken their foot off the gas. And I think that's most concerning part, is that against Detroit, they took their foot off the gas. They didn't almost lose, in my opinion, but Detroit did come back. Back-to-back weeks, 0 points in the second quarter, or second half, sorry. 2 weeks in a row. Now, they're playing awful teams. Minnesota, Washington, they're no good. But if you give the Jags an opportunity in the second half by taking your foot off the gas, I'm just curious to see how they respond to that adversity, because the past 2 weeks, no team ever kind of came back.
That's a good point, man.
It's been weird. But they kept taking their foot off the gas. So if the Jags are down a lot early, don't expect them to roll over the way the past 2 weeks of these teams have. I think they could come back and potentially even win the game with the way that Philly's playing. That's the only thing that concerns me with Philly. I love them. I think they're a great team. First half, they're money. Second half, they've done absolutely nothing almost 3 weeks in a row, especially 2 weeks in a row. So I am a little bit concerned on that front. But other than that, I think Philly's going to be great.
Okay. The Brian Hoyer-led Patriots versus the Packers. God. That's your team. Any interest?
Can you believe this is the – I hate the fact that Bill gets game of the week when he doesn't even play on the field. Like, this is Bill versus Rodgers. It's like no one cares about Bill versus Rodgers because it's going to be a terrible game on the field.
It's the Stephen A. video. I'm here to tell you right now, nobody cares. Nobody cares about Bill Belichick anymore. We actually would like him to go away. We would actually like Bill Belichick to go away.
Right? Do you have interest in KC and Tampa?
Yeah, because you got Brady versus Mahomes, but honestly, man, I want to see Atlanta-Cleveland. I want to watch Amari Cooper, AJ Terrell. I want to watch Kyle Pitts versus Grant Delpit and John Johnson. I want to see Drake London out there. This is going to be a tough test for these young Falcons wideouts who people are really excited about. I want to see those two guys go at good secondary defenders. I want to watch Nick Chubb run the ball. Like, I want to see players, man. And Atlanta's made every game intriguing so far this season, man. Every game
they've scored a lot of points.
Do you think it's going to be Ritter time soon? People are calling for Desmond Ritter.
No, man, no way. And Ray, Mariota's like, I'm pretty sure Mariota right now is a QB1 in fantasy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's been good. Yes. Right? He's been really good. Yes. And so we'll see how that Browns defense holds up. I don't know the status of Clowney right now, and I don't think we're projecting Myles Garrett to play. So that's in favor of Atlanta. Massive, right? The two biggest edge rushers for that team. One obviously setting the edge for the run, and one on your ass when you're dropping back. I think Atlanta's got a shot. You know, the spread's only 1 point, right? Yeah. And I think that's for good reason. I think Atlanta can put up points, and I think Cleveland could struggle, but we'll see. They've still been allowing a lot of points too, so Jacoby may just be fine.
And then Zach Wilson return, right? Zach Wilson in Pittsburgh, right? Garrett Wilson. Man. Hopefully we see Breece Hall. I went back and watched that game, man. Breece Hall needs to be the starting running back, man. They just need to go ahead and turn it over to him. They need to let him do it, man. They just need to turn it over. Garrett Wilson, phenomenal. And I'll just tell you, watching the tape back, Elijah Moore is open a lot. He is open a lot. I don't know why he's not getting the ball, but Elijah Moore is open quite a bit. He's open quite a bit.
Leader in the win sprint rankings, baby. 1,800
Elijah Moore was open quite a bit. I'll just leave it at that. He was open quite a bit and just couldn't connect with Joe Flacco. But other than that, anything else? Now we have an Antonio Gibson in the chat. Do we have we got an Antonio Gibson, not an Antonio Gibson. All right. Yeah, it's Breece time. All right, man. Anything else you want to hit the people with before we get out of here, Jay? We got a newsletter that dropped today.
Subscribe to the newsletter, man.
Off the line, fantasy dropped yesterday.
Dropped my first play in the newsletter today. Okay.
All right.
I'm excited for it.
Off the line yesterday.
You're not
4D chess
today. Not going to like it, but it's okay. Yeah, 4D chess dropped today, off the line yesterday. And then America's Game tomorrow and Jeff's pod on Sunday.
And then Sunday, we also have the Start Sit show that will be going on Sunday as well.
On the YouTube channel, yeah.
There was something else. Oh, man, big shout out to Little GQ. His birthday is tomorrow, man. My son's birthday, man. Yeah. My son's birthday is, how many days are in September, 30 or 31?
I'm pretty sure tomorrow is October.
October 1st? Okay. Well, his birthday's tomorrow. It's October 1st. However many days are in September.
Don't know.
It's October 1st. So shout out to my man, Ridge, R-I-D-G-E. Ridgey Poo.
Ridge turns three.
So I'll be at some kid's fun zone on Saturday morning for a little bit, man. But
Trampoline park.
Yeah, some shit like that, man. Little man is going to have a word party themed birthday. So shout out to Lil GQ. But appreciate everybody tapping in this week. Newsletter, podcast, Scott Connor's show starts next week. And he has said that he is going to do a mixture of live, video, and podcast stuff because y'all bullied him into it. So Scott Connor's show next week. So y'all enjoy football. And Jay, y'all slandered me so much on the last show. I'm so embarrassed. I'm not even going to do my outro. I'm just going to
What about the regular outro?
Everybody just shit on my hat. I'm going to re-record it. I thought we were family. I thought we were better than this. And the whole audience just slandered GQ in his hat. So we're just going to just leave. We're just going to leave today. Y'all hurt my feelings sincerely. Here's the hat in question, too. This is a good hat, man.
It's a good hat, but you got to make sure it's on tight.
I don't pull it down. I don't want it all the way down, man.
Gotta just make sure it looks good.
Yeah, he said family roast each other. You know what? The hell with y'all. I'm playing my outro, man. I'm out of this thing. Peace. Thank y'all for watching the Wake Up Show with myself and Jay Rich. If you finished the show and you're still hanging around and have yet to hit the thumbs up button or subscribe to the channel, do that right now and turn them alerts on while you're at it. If you want more exclusive access to me, Jay Rich, the entire Destination Debbie team, patreon.com/allgas gives you that access. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter for free 99 content. And if you want to get in on that action, use the promo code WAKEUP over on PrizePicks for a 100% deposit match up to $100 for first-time users. And a brand new show dropping on the Mojo YouTube channel. Myself and Jay Rich will be talking about these players and their value from a stock market perspective every single week this fall over on Mojo. It's all gas all the time. Love y'all. I'm out of this thing.